Hey, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, may you touch every ear that is deaf to hear. May you touch, oh Father God, every eye that is blind to see. Your Shekinah glory from your word, bind up all evil spirits, the mind of spirit to try to come and steal the seed. May everyone that listen be blessed. Everybody sow into it, Father, so they can get more blessings. I pray this prayer in Yeshua Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about the conditions of the entrance into the heavenly kingdom, spiritual kingdom. Amen. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about, the first topic is that's what we're going to talk about. So turn with me to Matthew 5:3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Amen. The word blessed is makarios in the Greek. Means be fully satisfied. But number one, we're going to talk about humility. Humility. Number one, humility. A low view of one's own importance. Okay. A low view of one's own importance. Humility. You got to humble yourself when you're working in the Lord. Amen. Don't be puffed up. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Number two, we're going to deal with Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in." Amen. We're going to talk about sympathetic service. Number two is going to be sympathetic service. Number two. Amen. When you can see somebody else's suffering or misfortune and you help them, amen. Glory be unto God. You show some compassion, amen. Number three, let's go here. Before I go to number three, I want to say this about the sympathetic service. When it says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food, you gave me the word of God when I needed some truth. When I was thirsty, you gave me the living water, which was the word of God." Okay. When I didn't know Jesus, you taught me about Jesus through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. I just want to say that on a sympathetic service as well on number two. Now, number three, Luke 9:62. "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." All right, the backslider. Okay, number three is going to be perseverance. But let me talk to the backslider. Stop going back to the old things. The weed got the same high, the alcohol, same high, you know what I'm saying? Sleeping around, same things, the same thing. It does not get no better. Evil is going to be evil. But I need you to persevere. I need you to push and press your way through whatever you're going through. Amen. When you're trying to do righteous, do the right thing. It's building perseverance. Something is difficult, pressed up against you. I need you to push and press your way through. Amen. Persevere. Amen. That's part of your walk. All right. John 3:3. "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The new birth. You need to repent and confess Jesus with your mouth, believe your heart that God raised him from the dead, Romans 10:9, and you shall be saved. But also for the new birth as well, you need to learn to be able to, fall yourself in place. And repentance means have a change of heart, change of mind, turn from your wicked ways and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. All right. Now, let's move on. And that's the new birth. Okay. So we got humility, number one, sympathetic service, number two, we got perseverance, number three, got the new birth, number four, number five, endurance. Acts 14:22. "Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I want to say this to y'all, the endurance. We are going to be pressured by evil, okay, because we represent Jesus Christ. So we got to push and press our way through. Amen. Got to push and press our way through. Now, 5 and 6, we're going to talk about faith and love. James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world with rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which is he have promised to them that love him. Now, people that are poor, let me say this to you. You already have an inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. But I need you to keep the faith. I need you to keep believing in Jesus. I need you to keep giving people what they need and not what they want. Love. That's when you're loving somebody. When you give a person what they need and what not what they want. But we're going to be pressured by evils, okay, of this world, okay? So get that in your spirit. Now, that I gave you the 7 principles of entering and conditions of entering the kingdom of God. Now, today, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this with me. God, I am a sinner, and I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, into my heart. And in Jesus' name, if you believe that you are saved, call me up, 470-458-8748, Apostle Vincent Williams, A Touch of the Ear from the Heart Ministry. We'll be more than welcome to take you in and lead you on into the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, if this has helped you in any way, we ask that you sow your seed, sow your tithes and offerings right here in this ministry. It'll be Cash App, Apostle Vincent Williams, my P.O. Box 870-202, Marlboro, Georgia, 30287. Or you can do your Walmart to Walmart, you know what I mean, MoneyGram, Western Union, whatever avenue you have to give. I want you to sow into the ministry at this time. All right, until next time, we love you. God bless you. Hope God prosper you in a special way. Not just you, but your whole family. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Shalom.